Okay, so item number four, we'll move on. This is our question and answer session for the nominees submitting application packets for the four voting member vacancies representing environmental, counties, agricultural, and electric generating utilities interest. So at this point, we'll just kind of open it up to the executive members for discussion with all the applicants.
Let's do
environmental first. So we have Bruce Botson, Jen Henderson, and Tanya Lewis. So we'll start with environmental. And we, Bruce is present in the room with us live.
I guess I would just ask if they could each give a brief statement of why they're interested and how much they kept up with the process. And just make sure Bruce is close to the mic over there.
Close enough.
Do another audio test. See if they can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Looks like we're good. All right, I'm Bruce Botson. I've been in the environmental business for something over 40 years. Started out as a fisheries biologist, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in eastern Arizona, dealing with endangered species matters, and spent a bunch of time in environmental consulting, writing environmental impact statements, primarily for big energy infrastructure. I'm also an attorney. I had a private environmental practice, dealt primarily with riparian protection issues, conservation easements for different land trusts that have been looking at, source water protection and streams for the last 30 years. We started the Lower Brazos River Watch program back in about 18. Most of us that were involved originally had been participants in the Brazos River recreational corridor process that was kind of driven by Texas Parks and Wildlife back in about 14, maybe. And then also with the National Water Trail proposal that came along about probably 5 or 6 years later.
Can you give us just a brief synopsis of the Brazos River Watch?
We're a river protection program. We've been involved in primarily what we've been dealing with has been river access issues, water pollution issues. We've dealt quite a bit with old oil and gas infrastructure falling in the river, open dumping matters. We see the river in its entirety from Waco to the down to Freeport roughly four times a year.
And you initiated the Brazos River Watch.
Yes,
I'm the group. Okay.
And I said it was it's kind of scientist and lawyer heavy.
And have you been keeping up with the flood process?
We were initially keeping up with it really well, but we've been slow lately. We are not as current on the flood process. We've been looking at flood projects that have been directly impacting the river below below Waco.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussions with Bruce?
Bruce, with respect to the lower how do y'all expect to flood alertness or flood awareness or the knowledge of flood, or y'all look into those stuff or just purely on the environmental basis?
Sorry, I just think I muted you guys. The echo is definitely coming from your side, so you'll have to unmute.
It's from me?
It's from headquarters. They unmuted. Sorry, guys.
How about now?
Go ahead. Just re-ask your question. It was coming kind of on and off, your question.
Okay.
How about now? Good. Go.
The question is, I'll speak slowly. Bruce says, River Watch, are y'all having issues with flooding, flood alertness, or purely on the environmental, watching the river?
Well, we've been primarily environmental. Where we've got involved with flood issues is looking at certain Corps of Engineers permits that would appear to potentially have unreasonable flood impacts on the lower end of the river. But we've also looked at certain specific flood projects that have been permitted and authorized by the Corps of Engineers because of the impacts of the project on the river.
Did that answer your question, Sujeet?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or discussions with Mr. Botson? Not seeing any. We'll go on to Jen Henderson. Jen, if you could kind of give us a quick introduction of yourself and your interests.
Sure. I'm Jen Henderson. And there is an echo again. We'll try this. Okay, I'm Jen Henderson. I'm the owner and CEO of Henderson Professional Engineers. We work in the land development sector in the Hill Country area of Texas. Thank you for muting that. And sorry, my head's still a little crazy from that one. So I own and operate Henderson Professional Engineers. We are land development engineers, primarily in the Hill Country area of Texas. I graduated from Texas Tech University. And I sat on the Planning and Zoning Commission here for a while. I've been appointed by the governor to the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors. That has helped me really watch this flood planning process and really appreciate where it rains and when it rains and how it rains. And I think my prayers have changed from just rain to localized rain. One of the things that I pride myself on is really watching how flooding happens up and down the entire stream. I've seen it go, from high levels in places where it's, drought areas in other places. I've seen it, flood the whole basin, and I've also seen it be in a drought the whole basin. So I've been fascinated by this pretty much my entire life. Happy to answer any questions. I don't know if I gave you what you wanted. I tried.
Jen, can you speak to any specific environmental involvement and how that nexus fits in for you?
Sure. So I think I feel like environmental is such a broad topic, right? And so I think we're kind of limited here to talking about soil and water and kind of the living resources as far as that's concerned. It's something that I have to deal with every day in my job, you know, as far as the different soil types, different species that live on them. I don't really deal with endangered species on a daily basis. I know about them. I know how they're found, but I don't typically have to look deep into those. We hear about those in all of our board meetings, and it's something that I read about in our board packets. That's pretty much the extent of that.
Thanks. That's all the only questions I have.
Anthony, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Sujeet.
Okay. Melinda Klosinski is right there. Thank you. Now I think it makes sense. Somewhere it's echoing right there. Jen, I think, you know, I understand you're a land developer, civil engineer with a background right there. And you see flood in perspective with this group is all about how to mitigate with considerations to environment. So granted that you see land development, also you see on the being an engineer to address, I'm an engineer too, don't get me wrong. Okay, so do several of us right here. But how do we address looking into the engineering concerns of the environmental side to see how do we mitigate those? The bigger picture. That's the purpose of. I think, you know, we can't be a one-sided fix, right? Engineers, I want to do it with the blinders, or environmentalist blinders. So I want to read your thoughts on how we can blend both of them.
Well, and I think it's even more broad than that, because you have to look upstream and downstream too. When you're developing a piece of property, you know, yeah, it's all well and good to develop, but you have to make sure that that development isn't going to have adverse impacts downstream. And those adverse impacts aren't just flooding. They are environmental concerns. There's, you know, what about the soil that goes downstream? What about the runoff that comes off of your new development that wasn't there before? We have to protect our entire state from that, because if we don't, then we're going to have bigger issues down the road. I think that's what you're getting at. I'm not really sure, but, you know, that's something that's a pretty high priority for what I do, is to make sure that it's not just runoff water that we're protecting against. We're protecting against all of the considerations, the silt, the species that could be down there. We want to make sure that there is actually flow where we need to have flow. You know, just because we're developing and we're detaining that water doesn't mean that they don't need it downstream too. So it's a bigger picture than just one development at a time. Was that your question? Did I answer your question for you?
Yes, I think, you know, basically, in short, what you said was you got to address the flood risk with considerations with environmental, you know, species. You know, there are so many species out right there. So thank you. I think, you know, you kind of addressed what I was expecting with respect to understanding of, because we don't want to be classified as purely civil engineers, but also the considerations for other factors. And I think thank you for answering the question.
Oh, yeah, there's groundwater. I'm fascinated by it all. There's surface water, groundwater. We've got to protect for everything and know about it all.
Thank you.
We're going to test on the mic. Does that still have feedback?
Okay. Can y'all hear us okay now?
I can hear you. I don't hear an echo right now.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Maybe awesome.
Okay, thank you so much, Jen. Is there any other questions for Jen? I don't see any. I guess we'll go to Tanya. Tanya, if you'll give us a brief introduction. You're muted. You're muted. We can't hear you. Can we unmute her? We can't unmute you, Tanya. Do you have an unmute button on your computer?
You can try holding your space bar and see if that'll temporarily override it.
Okay. Can you hear now?
Yeah, we got you now.
Good. I am from Walmer County Environmental. I run the environmental department, which is basically the on-site septic facilities. I've been here about 10 years. We do the abatements within the county, handle complaints within the county. That is what I've done. I'm basically the on-site sewage facility group and doing that.
Any questions for Tanya?
Tanya, do you have any familiarity with the flood process, or does your role ever overlap with kind of flooding in your community?
No, I have not had much within the flooding part. I do work with just knowing the basics with the base flood elevation and that.
Thank you.
No other questions. We'll go on to 4.2, which is counties. And now we're on Jonathan Stiber with Grimes County. If you'll give us a quick introduction and what you'd like, how do you see fitting into the board?
Yeah, hey, I'm John Stiber. I'm the county engineer of Grimes County. We're just north of Waller County, if you don't know where Grimes County is, in between y'all and, or I guess Houston and College Station. I've been working in this industry, I guess, for about 10 years. Worked as a design and construction of capital road and drainage projects in Harris County. Managed Harris County Permits Office for 4 years, Floodplain Administration. We issued 55,000 or so permits every year. Always focused on very closely on drainage and work closely with the flood control district, make sure developments didn't flood each other or cause impacts upstream or downstream. I came here to work for Grimes County and got a different perspective related to counties. Not very many resources, not very good regulations. Really hard to do the work that seemed very easy to do at Harris County. I would like to bring some of that perspective to the group. From both angles, from a big county with a lot of resources and a small county that it's very hard to get work done and very hard to regulate and make sure that counties like ours are not creating flood impacts downstream, which we are. That's me in a nutshell. I'm happy to help any way that I can if you guys choose to have me on the team.
Any questions for Jonathan?
Jonathan, when you mentioned Grimes County doesn't have regulations, are there participants in the floodplain, or what's the issue right there?
Yeah, so we have the very basic introductory floodplain regulations and the model subdivision rules, which we're revising. They'll be finished here probably within the next couple weeks. But we were only able to do that because I had the experience with those regulations and minimum standards from Harris County. I think many of the other small counties in our region don't have that type of experience. And I think we can help with that. I think those kind of things go a long way to, mitigating these problems that are created by lack of regulating development.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you all.
We'll move on to Ross. Ross, if you'll give us an introductory and ways you feel that you can fit into the group.
Sure. Good afternoon. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay, Ross McCall, County Engineer for Waller County. And I might just add that, Jonathan, you did a great job in that interview. It's going to be hard following that up. So a little bit about me, and he's a good guy, by the way. A little bit about me. I've been in county government for a little over 20 years. Montgomery County is working in mostly road projects, and I'll be candid with you. I'll be honest with you. My forte is road operation and maintenance. At Montgomery County, I worked there 14 years, and I did some floodplain management. And I was going to be tapped to lead that for Montgomery County, and that wasn't really my forte. So I moved to another county, eventually came to Waller County. I am the floodplain administrator. That is part of our part of the roles that we have. It is a hat that I wear. I've been through a few FEMA CAVS community assistance visits. I respect the work that floodplain and flood planning groups do. But right now I've got a whole lot on my hands with road bond programs. We just passed a $280 million road bond program. We're trying to get kicked off. Again, I appreciate the consideration. I am here to help in any way I can. But my background is more of the maintenance and operations, road construction side, with a little bit of that floodplain administration dabbled into.
Ross, I would think that on every road reconstruction, there's bridges. So I would assume you would have to do some floodplain analysis for the design or improvement to the bridge.
So, right. I mean, obviously, you know, an engineer, we have the basic knowledge of H&H, but the way that I manage that would be to contract that out, consult that out to my H&H subject matter experts. So, yeah, there is an element in there. I would say that what I would bring to the group is more of the regulation side. I do have some of that experience, maybe not as much as the permitting. On the permitting side, but yeah, there is an element of H&H, a general understanding of that. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. Any other questions for Ross from the group? Not seeing any other questions, we can move on. So we'll go to item 4.3, which is agriculture. Is Marcia online?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we hear you. Marcia, if you can give us a quick introduction and how you can fit into the group.
Anthony?
Yes.
Are we meeting anyone in the counties? I saw there's Chris. Environmental.
I think Chris was actually supposed to be in the electrical slot. He was put in the wrong place in our packet.
Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Marcia.
Hello, everyone. I was a professional student that started out with a biology chemistry background with a minor in physics. And then I went into medicinal chemistry and then petroleum engineering. And I finally found my niche in real estate. I am a fourth generation cattle raiser in Robertson County, where we still actively raise cattle. Is there an echo for me? Here, although I live in Houston, we still raise cattle in Robertson County. I'm very active there with the Chamber of Commerce in Calvert, Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association. But I have experience in flooding because Houston has a problem. So I have done work with the Fondren Diversion Channel feasibility study that was like a four-year study, and also work with the Willow Waterhole Conservancy, where there were some abandoned warehouses and offices that they tore down about 290 acres or so, and they dug down 6 to 8 feet and made it a beautiful retention area with lakes, and our main focus was agriculture, making sure that we still had some of the prairie grass, making it desirable for the animals and the habitats in the area. And we have more bobcats than we knew that we had in the area. So as a realtor, I'm very focused on flood prevention. You know, with all the roads that we're having to have, the parking garages, the slabs, the concrete slabs for homes that are being built here. And we're still sinking. So flood prevention is very important to me, as well as making certain that the areas can still be used, maybe for animal or community or human activity. Any questions for me?
Does anybody have any questions for Marsha? Go ahead, Alicia.
I have to admit, I don't know my counties as well as I should. Did you say the cattle are in Robertson County? I was trying to figure out where you were geographically, and I think I want to make sure.
Robertson County, okay. Calvert, Texas, Hearn, Texas, Franklin, Texas. Perfect. Highway 6. Highway 6, halfway between A&M and Baylor.
Yes, ma'am. I'm an Aggie. I know that. Once you gave me her, and I knew where we were. Thank you.
Okay.
If there's no other questions for Marsha, thank you very much, Marsha. We'll move on to Russell. Is Russell online?
I am. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Russell Ford. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Doing well. If you could kind of give us a...
My name is Russell
Ford. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My name is Russell Ford. I am a county extension agent in Waller County. I work through Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. My main focus is in agriculture and 4-H and youth development. I work with kids and educating them in water education. I work with the water ambassadors through our program through Texas 4-H. We have a stream trailer that we also try to, that we have to utilize to where we can help educate kids. And we also use that as a tool for local farmers and ranchers who may be developing their property. Essentially, this trailer, if you're not familiar with it, it's made of ground marbles in it, but we can flow water from the top side of it down and create a stream, and by placing artificial trees in there, show the different types of erosion and educate the kids the importance of trees, et cetera, plant life around our waterways. So my main background is just working with local producers, youth in an agricultural field through water education.
Any other, thank you. Thank you, Russell. Are there any questions for Russell?
Russell, do you have any overlap with flooding, or have you, are you kind of familiar with the flood planning process at all?
A little bit, but I haven't had much in the planning with it. So I'm not a part of that much, but I've sat in on some stuff and heard about it, but as far as me being a part of the planning, I have not been.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. That concludes agricultural. We'll do our last opening, which is electric generating utilities, and that would be Chris. Chris, I saw you earlier. You're not on our screen right now, but I'm sure you're there.
Can you hear me?
Now we hear you. Yes, sir.
I thought you could see me as well, because I could see myself on the screen.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it's our system here.
I can see you, Chris. You're good.
Okay. All right. Good day, everyone. Thanks for having me. My name is Chris Enwarimadu. and originally from Nigeria, West Africa. I've lived in the U.S. for over 20 years now, and I live in Katy, Texas at the moment. I'm a business owner, an advocate, a philanthropist, given that I have a nonprofit organization which caters to youth here in the U.S. and also back in Nigeria, where we coordinate the youth, you know, to mentor them, teach them leadership skills, engage them in positive activities that help them stay out of trouble, you know, the underserved populations. So we actually do a whole lot of activities, you know, with them here as well as in West Africa. Summer camps, you know, soccer summer camps and back to school programs and, you know, so on and so forth. In over 15 years of leadership, you know, experience in community development, public advocacy, policy in an engagement, and both here in Nigeria, I bring a well-rounded perspective in infrastructure planning and stakeholder representation. So pulling people together is what I do best. I've successfully mobilized resources, coordinated grassroots efforts, and advised on public works and community resilience projects. So in some of the positions I've held so far, I'll just tell you a little bit of, you know, what I've done. Currently, as the president of and founder of Global IBA Transformation Initiative, this is a group of Nigerians in diaspora. We're pulling together to hold leadership accountable at home and to partner with them as well in the same, you know, breath. To implement projects and policies that would help for upward mobility, and to involve those, you know, in the foreign land, so to say, in diaspora, to engage their expertise, their skills, towards development and quality of, in improving the quality of life for people who are, you know, are home. So it's more of a partnership, but at the same time, to achieve the goals that would lead to better leadership for, you know, every one of us. As a president and CEO of Royal Maids LLC, which is my business. So I'm an exporter, also a consultant and a general contractor. That's what my business pretty much does. President and founder of Open Arm Cancer Foundation, that's the nonprofit organization I just explained earlier, what we do, you know, to help the underserved communities. Vice President and Secretary of Lake House Homeowners Association here in Katy. I'm a member of the board and a Vice President and Secretary of the board of HOA for my community of over 350 residents. And in that capacity, we provide, you know, quality of life for our residents, make sure the, you know, amenities are, you know, available and up to standard. And there's, you know, maintenance of infrastructures and every single thing that the residents would need, the board, you know, should be responsible for, and that's my position on the board. As the chairman of African Diaspora Development Institute, is kind of, you know, same thing as what I do for the president and founder of our Global IBA Transformation Initiative, but in this one, the scope is larger. We're mobilizing the entire African population in diaspora to also partner with African leadership all over the region, the continent in Africa, to engage with leadership in Africa, in different countries, you know, all over the continent, to partner with them on projects and investment and mobilize the population, our population in diaspora, to commit to investment, as well as to hold the leadership accountable and so on and so forth. So there is also more to that. I have a whole lot more, but I don't want to hold you all hostage on my position. It would be an honor to serve, obviously. Sorry, somebody was saying something?
Yeah, if you could hold for a second, and I'd like to see if the group has any questions or concerns.
Of course.
And then you can elaborate on it once we get those questions.
Okay.
Anthony, this is for the electrical utilities, right?
That is correct. Electric, generating, and utilities.
So, Chris.
Yes.
You have applied for this. Tell me, what do you have a role on this electrical utility generating company?
So, I think the commissioner for Waller County nominated me, not necessarily because I have background in electrical background or utilities background per se, but in my capacity as one who has a heart of service and who's been an advocate and who has always known how to partner with organizations and, of course, the individuals, individual groups and community to achieve success in projects. So the expertise, the skills, not necessarily the background that you would ask for, I mean, you would look for in electricity or generating, utility generating. But my professional background would be in Scrum, project management, AWS architecture, so those are my professional, background, so to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions for Chris? All right. Well, Chris, thank you very much. We'll consider all the information that you gave us.